You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Mexico meeting with that country's president today. The focus of her trip, the root causes of migration. In recent years, most immigrants trying to reach the U.S. have set off from Central America, and those children, teens, and families cut through Mexico on their journeys. 2 years ago this month, Mexico's president deployed the National Guard to the border. From El Paso, KTEP's Angela Cocherga examines the impact.
The figures in pale camouflage uniforms are posted along the border from the fence jutting high above the desert on the outskirts of El Paso to the muddy banks of the Rio Grande near downtown Juarez. These are strategic points, says a Mexican National Guard member in Juarez who did not want his name used because he's not authorized to do interviews. He and a partner stood in the shade of a small tree to escape the blazing sun, long guns slung over their shoulders.
El flujo de migrantes ha reducido.
He says the flow of migrants is reduced because of their presence as a neighborhood dog napping nearby woke up and started barking. Mexico's National Guard arrived in Juarez 2 years ago this month. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador deployed more than 25,000 troops to both of the country's borders in the summer of 2019. At that time, President Donald Trump was threatening to impose high tariffs on all Mexican goods as his administration struggled with the surge in migration from Central America.
You know, it's legitimate for countries to control their borders, and the National Guard has legal authority to participate in this.
Andrew Seeley is president of the Washington, D.C.-based Migration Policy Institute. Mexico's National Guard has both been touted as effective for border enforcement and criticized for not being trained for civilian duty. 2 years later, there are lingering questions about the Guard's mission, says Seeley.
You know, it's a force that was created primarily to deal with organized crime and to deal with criminal elements in society and heavily armed groups. If the intention is to keep the National Guard involved with migration issues, there needs to be an effort to create a part of the National Guard that is specifically trained to work with civilian populations.
There was a sharp decline in border crossings after Mexico's National Guard arrived at the border in 2019. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, apprehensions fell from more than 144,000 in May of that year to about 81,000 in July, the first full month Mexico's National Guard was on the border. During the current spike in migration, the López Obrador administration has agreed to keep about 10,000 troops on the border. Marisa Limón is deputy director of the nonprofit Hope Border Institute.
They have a bargaining chip, and it's just unfortunate that it's come to the militarization, the militarized response, the National Guard, and to the policing of migrants and making things more difficult as a way for political gain.
Human rights concerns and allegations of excessive force persist in parts of Mexico. A soldier shot and killed a Guatemalan man in a car at a border checkpoint in the southern state Chiapas in March. And last September, troops fired on a car, killing a woman and injuring her husband in the northern border state, Chihuahua. On the border in Juarez, the guardsmen say their role is about more than enforcement. They also help migrants in distress who are injured or ill. The guardsman says migrants put their lives at risk with the sun, snakes, scorpions. But they try, he says, because many believe in the American dream. Half a dozen Central American women, most with children, interviewed one afternoon a few weeks ago, said they are not deterred by Mexico's National Guard and would find a way to cross the border. A 38-year-old mother from Honduras who does not want her name used says, National Guard or not,
yo voy a llegar allá. Primero, Dios.
She'll reach the U.S., God willing. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.